Hi, I'm David Kaplan, and you're listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Enjoy the show.
And welcome in here to Shy Sox Bar and Grill, right outside Guaranteed Rate Field on a gorgeous Wednesday night. White Sox and Yankees getting ready to do battle on NBC Sports Chicago. Everything here brought to you by the Chevy Silverado. I'm David Kaplan. Phil Rogers, veteran baseball writer. Mark Carmen, WGN Radio and Fansided.com. Connor McKnight of the Scores Midday Show and a baseball savant. All right, let's talk about the White Sox, the Yankees. We'll start with Adam Engel. The catch he made on Monday, sensational. The one last night, almost as good as Jason Benetti's call. It was ridiculous.
Well, they were almost identical copies. I mean, that was the weird thing to me was how similar they were. You look at the photos of the one on Monday night when he robbed Greg Bird. It looks like there's no way. There were some great photos in the Tribune. Looks like there's no way he can catch it. The ball's coming straight down. I talked to Adam, and he said, yeah, those balls were hit so high they were basically coming straight down. But he said it was surreal that he had another chance, the second night, got Higashioka. Kyle Higashioka.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Robbed him. So,
good job,
yeah, it was weird.
The highlight for me was that LeBron James liked an Instagram photo of Adam Engel making the play, and Adam Engel was so Ohio guy, was so excited about it that he went and retweeted it, the whole thing, that LeBron is taking notice of Adam Engel. So when LeBron notices that you're making catches, I mean, that's a big-time day.
Kid's put himself in the upper crust of defensive center fielders.
Yes.
I don't know how long he can stay in the major leagues with the bat he's got. I hope it's a while. I hope things comes around. But the guy's fourth in Major League Baseball and outs above average on Baseball Savant. The guy has, every time he makes his first step right, he goes and gets a baseball. And when he doesn't get his first step right, he's still got the speed and savvy and wherewithal to go make a catch for you. He is defensively right up there with Byron Buxton.
Is he as good as Kiermaier?
No, he's probably one step under Buxton and Kiermaier.
I've sat with the Engel family during games, Cap.
I bet you just tortured them.
It wasn't their favorite moment, but I had a great time. And Adam Engel started running before he got out of the womb. The guy was always running around. They knew that there was a special talent there. And to Connor's point, who knows if he can stay in the big leagues, but he's like the candy. Will he be the fourth outfielder? Will he be the fifth outfielder?
Do worse.
Right. You could do a lot worse.
He also made another play last night on a Gleyber Torres kind of a blooper, and the ball off the bat, he said he thought it was Moncada's ball, and he started to break, and then all of a sudden Moncada wasn't going back to get it, so he had to turn it up again in mid-stride and still got there and made that play.
That kind of makeup speed,
He also had a bunt single last night. I mean, if he's gonna stick around, he's going to have to get on base, and I know that Ricky Renteria feels like he needs to bunt and play some small ball. It's tough to do when infields are somewhat expecting it. But the guy hit at Louisville. If he could settle in, you could have a strong defensive center fielder if all the other parts are big.
Yeah.
But what always happens is you say we're going to go for defense in center field, the other guys stop hitting, and now all of a sudden you're hitting 220, and you're the guy that's out of the lineup.
After a bad year, too. Go ahead.
Let's talk about Yoan Moncada. That is the subject of our Ank and Law Sports Talk Live poll question. How should the White Sox handle a struggling Yoan Moncada? Four more strikeouts yesterday. Go to NBCSportsChicago.com/vote. Keep playing him, sit him down, and let him rest. Vote.
I think you got to play him. The guy has a skill set. He understands the strike zone. You look at some of the strikeouts that he's been called on, looking, some are flatly bad calls, and some are, breaking balls kind of on that inner third of the plate. I'd rather have that skill set, the knowledge of the strike zone, and then teach from there, rather than have a guy who doesn't know the middle of the strike zone, doesn't know what it looks like, and have to teach him that. The only way he's going to get better is by playing. He's proven there's nothing left for him at AAA. A lot the same way that Eloy Jimenez has proven there's not much left for him for AAA either. So you got to figure it out here, and if it looks ugly, it looks ugly. But this is where he needs to learn.
There's no choice here. I mean, you're not going to – we're going to sit Yoan Moncada? They're not going to do that. One thing you could do, and if you wanted to mess around or maybe take some pressure off and put him down in the lineup and just have him hit six or seven the rest of the year, which I wouldn't bother me. But the other side of it is you're not exactly trying to win games either. So if he's leading off the rest of the way and whatever it is, hopefully he learns a lot from it.
Yeah, this is why it's real baseball, not stat baseball, not Strat-O-Matic. These are real people. And the way Moncada handles it, It's what keeps him in the lineup. This isn't driving him crazy. It's, you know, he's handling it extremely well, which is why he's playing tonight. I thought tonight would be a great night to give him the night off. They're off tomorrow. Luis Severino's not exactly a day at the beach, so why not give him a rest tonight, let him just kind of have a mental break. But talk to him before the game. He's fine. You know, he's not a guy that strikes out and goes and throws things, attacks the water cooler. So I think the way he's handling it, you just ride it out and let him get the experience.
All right, we do this Facebook Live show every day. Sierra and Luke Stuckmeyer do Sierra Santos. And Luke was out here today, had a great question. I want to give it to you guys. Which of these four short-term White Sox players, if you could have one of them for their career, would you take? Sammy Sosa, Jim Thome, Manny Ramirez, or Ken Griffey Jr.? Who you taking, Phil?
Well, I mean, you kind of threw the last one in there at the very end. I'm going to take Griffey Jr. I'm going to take that.
Not injuries
the
in
ultimate
there.
Two-way player, though. I mean, that, at the best, he was so good. And, you know, the last 8 years of his career, he was a little bit limited, wasn't quite the same way, but I would have to take Griffey Jr.
I mean, I think Griffey's the answer, but let's go for the double entendre, if you will, here, Cap. If you take Sammy, that means the Cubs don't have him. There's no glory at Wrigley. You get Sosa for 600-plus home runs. I think Sammy would be a very compelling choice for me in a White Sox uniform for his career.
We're going to look up double entendre during the break.
Thank you.
I think you take Manny Ramirez if you promise me that Ken Griffey Jr. is going to get hurt again. Because if he's going to get hurt again, 5-6 years that you got to deal with there, a hamstring, a wrist, the whole deal. But if Griffey's not getting hurt, the answer is Griffey.
Yeah, for me, the answer, if again, there's a lot of injuries. Even with the injuries, the answer might be Griffey because he was such a productive Hall of Fame-level player. Manny might be the best right-hand hitter that I've ever seen, but Sammy's numbers are off the charts, and Mark surprisingly makes an unbelievably lucid point that
David.
You take him away from the Cubs.
Very kind of you.
It's during a double win.
Hypothetical.
But a quick counterpoint. Do you not want to win a World Series? The White Sox did win the 2005 World Series.
Mm-hmm.
If Sammy Sosa's the middle of everything, doesn't happen. Because
why?
With Sammy, it was always about Sammy.
Oh.
And the team wasn't together. It pulled everything apart. Sammy's a selfish, you know, show pony type player, and those guys don't win World Series. See Bryce Harper.
Watching Ozzie Guillen and Sammy Sosa in the same dugout, though, would have been worth it.
I can't wait to ask Ozzie that question.
That would have been fantastic.
There are plenty of show ponies who have won World Series. The Hawk called him the Panther. He loved him. Hated to see him go. Imagine Hawk with the Panther for his whole career, Phil.
Imagine Jackson won a World Series.
There we go. Thank you.
I think it would be amazing. All right, let's also talk about the elephant in the room that we address all the time. When we're out here, you've got Eloy Jimenez playing ridiculous baseball down in the minors. Michael Kopech looks good again. You hear the fans yelling, call him up. So I called a very well-known agent yesterday. I said, okay, I won't use your name. He's not your client. If you were the owner of the team, not an agent, what would you do with Jimenez and Kopech? He said, there's no scenario I'd bring Kopech up. Got limited bullets in the arm. I'd say, you know what? You pitch great. The end of August, we're shutting you down. We'll see you next year, and you should be in the big leagues. He said, and then I'd keep him down for 12 games at the start of the year, make sure I got him for 7 years. He said, on Jimenez, he said, it's a different story. He said, if you're worried about arbitration, that's ridiculous. You don't have much of a payroll anyway. Bring him up. He said, if you're truly hell-bent on making sure you got 7 years starting next year, as the owner, tough as it is to say, I wouldn't bring him up till April. What do you say?
Yeah, you know, Kopech, no question. I mean, I've been saying that all year. I mean, he's ahead of schedule. You know, let him throw his 160, 170 innings, whatever it's going to be in the minors, and finish it off, feel good about it. Jimenez, I think maybe you do bring him up because he's earned it. He went to spring training, busted it to earn the job. There aren't that bullets in the gun issue. Doesn't really apply. But I don't think now's the right time. The White Sox, this Yankee series started a stretch of 13 games in a 26-game stretch when they're playing the Yankees, Indians, or Red Sox. Now, they missed Corey Kluber this weekend, but their rotation is no day at the beach, like the Yankees, like the Red Sox. So that kind of ends right about September 1st. So I think that's probably when you're going to see him when rosters expand.
I mean, I always believe that good organizations are going to sign their top talent way before they hit the seventh year. So I think that'll be the case with the White Sox and Aloy. So he's earned it, bottom line. He deserves to be up here, and he will get valuable playing time the rest of the year. So I think at some point before September he'll be here. Kopech has been up and down. I think you can make a very solid case that, hey, you've thrown enough, and we'll see you next year.
I know the White Sox aren't the Braves, and they're not the Mets of 2013, 2014 either. But you look at the way the rebuild's kind of been constructed, right? Geared toward a lot of pitching that's here now. Geared toward some of the younger pitching as well. There's other positional prospects involved. Rutherford and Luis Robert, you know, there are a handful. But if you're going to build so specifically on pitching, that guarantees you very little in this life. Look at where the Mets are. Look at where the Braves are with their young kids bringing in and supporting the pitching that's there now. I don't know that you can – it's not the same situation as Chris Bryant up north. It's not the same situation as when he got called up. Might as well push this young talent to the major leagues now. If he's not a September call-up, I'll be shocked. I would have him playing here, and yeah. I would not worry about some of that service time.
All right, we got a break, but for me, see you April 17th, kid. Now I got you for 7. All right, we'll take a timeout. Matt Davidson will join the show and more. Don't forget Baseball Night in Chicago coming up with Layla Davato and Ozzie Guillen. That's next on NBC Sports Chicago.
Are you a White Sox Authentic fan? We want to hear from you. Every Authentic Fan Night, we designate one winner as the fan of the game, which includes tickets to the game, meet and greets, plus an authentic game day experience. Enter for your chance to win at NBCSportsChicago.com/WhiteSoxAF.
Are you a White Sox Authentic fan? We want to hear about your unique White Sox stories and experiences. Share them with us for a chance to become our next Authentic Fan of the Game. Enter at NBCSportsChicago.com/WhiteSoxAF. Check out the stat of the day driven by the Chevy Silverado. These are the best ERAs in the American League. A White Sox reliever is among them. That's right, Matt Davidson, a stellar, perfect 0.00 ERA. He only has 3 innings pitched. That's pretty darn good. Matt joins us now on Sports Talk Live. Matt, thank you for taking time. The Angels have Shohei Ohtani. We've got you. How much are you enjoying this pitching?
I'm enjoying it a lot. It's something that I grew up doing, and that's how I first loved the game. So it's a pretty cool thing getting a chance to do this.
Tell me about how you feel like your personal season has gone. You obviously have big power in your bat. You knew this was kind of a rebuild that the team was going to go through. But for you, this is an opportunity to go, hey, man, I know we got a bright future, and I want to be a part of it. How has it gone for you?
Yeah, no doubt. I really enjoyed over here on the south side, and we have a great team, great clubhouse, and great staff. And you know, it's kind of been a pretty up and down year. It's been tough at times, but you know, we're coming here every day and working really hard, and you know, doing the most we can. And you know, I know it can be frustrating for the fans, and it's frustrating for us as well. But we're keep on going here every day. You know, we get here early and work out and do everything we can, and so you know, we all want to be a part of it, and we know it's going to be bright here coming here in a couple of years.
What is it like playing for Ricky Renteria? I got to know him covering the Cubs on the other side. He was there for a year. He's a wonderfully nice man. He's a class gentleman, but he also has some bite to his bark. We've seen, you know, he benched Moncada at a point. He pulled Tim Anderson. What is Ricky like on a day-to-day basis holding you guys accountable, even in a tough season?
Yeah, Ricky's great. We all love him here. He's with us every single day, you know, whether if it's on the plane or, you know, in the clubhouse. His door is always open. It's really nice playing for a manager like him. You're always informed, and you know, he brings the energy. He knows kind of when to stand off a little bit. He knows when to get on guys, obviously, like you've seen. You know, he knows all his players individually, and he treats them that way, and he knows the right way to get to every single person, which is exactly what you need for a young team like us.
Do you feel like there is a changing vibe in the White Sox organization? Yes, the team is not going to the postseason, but they've made a number of trades from Chris Sale to Quintana. There's all these good young prospects. They've got a, you know, core group of young players. You're part of that group. Do you feel like just be patient with us because the vibe is changing here and the White Sox are coming, and the White Sox are coming hard.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, from when I got here in 2014 to now, presently in 2018, you know, it's way different. They made a ton of moves. Everybody's super excited for the future. We got a ton of guys from, you know, filled throughout the whole organization. And, you know, we all work hard, and we have great staff to help us out. And, you know, I mean, you're always going to have, you know, times where you're not winning and, you know, in the organization, and you're going to have, you know, a year, a decade or so, or you know, you're going to have that run where you just keep on going and you're winning all the time. So right now, you know, obviously it's been losing recently, but, you know, we're looking to the future and we're trying to build that future for presently us right now, and then also to show the young kids coming up how we play the game and, you know, to be a White Sox winning for a long time.
All right, Matt, last question for you. I'm going to paint a scenario. You can come to the plate, ALCS, trip to the World Series on the line in Game 7. You come through at the plate, and the White Sox are going to play for a world title. Or Ricky Renteria comes up, says, we got a one-run lead, and the bases are juiced. You can get this guy. I need you to come to the mound and get Giancarlo Stanton and put us in the series. Which one would you choose?
That's a tough one. Hey, I would love to do both of them. You know, hopefully be able to do that one day, play both ways, and, you know, help out the team whatever I need. So, I think the homer would definitely be more exciting. I think hitting that, you know, a homer like that would be unreal.
So are you the White Sox Shohei Ohtani?
I hope so. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Hey, man, appreciate the time. Have a good game tonight. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. See ya.
All right, Matt Davidson. We'll come back. We'll talk with our panel. Phil Rogers, give us his thoughts. Yu Darvish had another sim game today. What's the prognosis there? And it's Authentic Fan Night here on the south side of our great city. White Sox and Yankees coming up. Baseball Night in Chicago, bottom of the hour. Be right back.
On the go and can't watch the game? Remember, you can live stream every single White Sox game on NBC Sports Chicago. Download the NBC Sports app or watch at NBCSportsChicago.com.
Man, welcome back on Sports Talk Live here outside White Sox Guaranteed Rate Field here at the Chi Sox Bar and Grill. Everything brought to you by the Chevy Silverado. Phil Rogers, Mark Carmen, Connor McKnight. I'm David Kaplan. Let's talk about Yu Darvish. He had a sim game again today, 35 pitches, no pain. Joe Maddon said, yeah, everything's right on track. Now, what do you think ends up happening?
Well, number one, 35 pitches isn't very, very many pitches.
Correct.
That wouldn't get Yu Darvish
two innings of a sim game.
Wouldn't get it, the way he's pitched this year.
Wouldn't get him through two innings.
It would get him like four outs.
Right.
So I'm not impressed that that's the workload.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it really doesn't matter till September 1st. I mean, you want him to come back and have three or four, five good starts heading into the postseason, but you want him to be absolutely at the top of his game. You know, I'm a little concerned at the pace at which he's, it seems like it's sort of been a very cautious, deliberate pace, and that worries me for whether he's going to be able to come back and be a strong postseason starter for him.
Bottom line, the Cubs need him. I'd also like to, can we rewind time and get Jake Arrieta back here? How'd he look the other night? I hate to bring that up to you, Cap, but look, they need him, and I think it's hard to believe that he changed his motion, which I read this week, and all of a sudden he's pain-free. That's not exactly a formula for success right there. All of a sudden he's throwing differently and nothing's going to pop up, so I'm skeptical he's going to make it through the year.
We get a chance to talk with Joe Maddon every week, and it's just the language he uses is very hesitant. It's very cautious.
Right.
And I think Cubs fans need to realize that they're going to take as much time as they possibly can with both Bryant and with Darvish, because they've got, for better or worse, they've got luxuries that help them float these injuries by. It's going to be tough to keep Mike Montgomery in that rotation if he's more the guy from his second start to go than the last one with swings and misses. But you've got abilities to make this happen for a little bit. I even if Darvish comes back, I don't know if he's necessarily a postseason starter. What
wow.
if he makes four starts? How do you trust that guy to put in the rotation? They lock you with rosters once you go to the postseason, you know? I mean, you get to shorten the rotation some, and that's a good thing. It's what you paid him for, but rushing him back is not going to help anybody.
And I'm not sure that what kind of luxuries they have. They have the Brewers, you know, right on their tailpipe. And behind the Brewers, they have a big crowd of pretty darn good teams. The Pirates coming on. You know, they're a bad week or 10-day stretch away from the city being in full panic mode. So
I take
umbrage with have a luxury.
They do have a luxury. It's the roster that they've got. It might not be the division they're in, but it's the roster they've got.
Yeah, but look at the standings.
They
have a deep
roster. They've played some bad baseball.
And still have the biggest lead of any team in the National League.
It's still better than a lot of other teams. I mean, that Brewers, I love that Brewers team. That's a ton of fun to watch, but I don't know how that bullpen lasts an entire season long. We'll see what happens there. And they've got some issues in their own rotation.
This is going to be a dogfight down to the end, bottom line. I don't see the Cubs pulling away. I think it's – and the game, they have a ton of games with Milwaukee. So, I mean, how that goes, I think, is going to be obviously a long way to determine who wins the division. They need Yu Darvish, but – they need a good Yu Darvish. They don't just need you out there if he's not ready to go.
Yeah, for me, they need a really good Kyle Hendricks, and they need a really good Jose Quintana.
And they need Chris Bryant.
And don't forget John Lester. He hadn't exactly pitched great lately either.
No,
I mean, the whole rotation needs to step it up.
I would skip John Lester for a start so he gets that 10-day break in there and just say, refresh your arm, kid. You're 34 years old.
They could have done that at the
All-Star break. Do you have a tranquilizer gun under your jacket?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
He's not going to want to do that.
Right, but last year they said, we're going to do it for you. They put him on the DL.
Yeah.
And he got a good 10, 12 days to rest, and then he was really good the rest of the
way. They finally have a little bit of respite here in the schedule. They got 3 off days in the next week and a half, I think is what it is.
Yeah, off Thursday, off Monday.
September becomes a whole slog for them because the days off that they've missed earlier in the season, that's going to be very difficult. But if you can get John Lester, you're 7 days there, because like Phil said, you're going to need some sort of tranquilizer. You're going to get that guy to miss a start. That's what it's going to take.
And you got a bullpen that you got to worry about, too. You got to keep those guys fresh. A lot of variables.
Boys, we're out of here. Have a wonderful rest of your day. White Sox baseball and Baseball Night Chicago coming up. See ya.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Remember to watch the show weekdays on CSN and visit csnchicago.com for previous episodes of the podcast and all the latest sports news and highlights.